Yeah, as everybody's back from the break. I think that the time of the year was perfect in terms of the training facility with my old pal that used to play for me at Blackburn, Michel Salgado, and the lads had a couple of good training sessions. Enjoyed the quality of Dubai, which is very important for this time of year. So hopefully the little bit of rest and physically and mentally will help us to win more games in the last 10 now coming into the back end of the season. So obviously we'll look forward to the games, and hopefully we can pick up as many wins as possible.
It's almost like a mini winter break, isn't it? I mean, it's obviously very important. You've done it quite a few times.
I've been doing it for the last 13, 14 years with all the teams I've had. I've sent the research into the LMA to accumulate for the fact that it pushes towards the fact that this is why we need to have a break in season, and I think that the evidence is there for all to see. It reduces the risk of injuries. I think that teams coming out of Christmas and New Year are very fatigued. I think it plays a big part in our teams in Europe not being as successful as they were, because everybody else has had a break and they haven't. So, but for us, it's just about doing what we normally do this time of year, getting away for a few days, coming back and hopefully increasing the level of results that we've previously had, and hopefully that will work over the next 10 games.
A couple of players didn't go. Alex Song is one of them. He stayed here for fitness. Has that worked out?
Well, it's a little bit of a knee problem, Alex, so we'd be better here treated the knee and the fitness. Same as Nani, with him just joining us, he would prefer to be back here and do more intense training. We weren't doing intense training in Dubai. We were doing more relaxed training, enjoying the sunshine, enjoying chat training with just our shorts and t-shirts on. So they stay back here.
Arsenal, big game at the best of times. It's a bigger game for you in the sense you haven't got a full squad to name.
No, it is a concern yet again. I think that for us, it's trying to repeat the performance we gave against Chelsea. I think we need that level. I watched Arsenal play Manchester United in the Cup with a thrilling encounter there. I watched how well they played, so we know the quality of play that they've got. We know how difficult it is at the Emirates, but we'll go with strangely enough, we've actually gone there a couple of times and got in front, but it hasn't lasted very long, sadly, but we've managed to do that. But yeah, we'll go and give it our best shot, and like I said, I hope the lads can play to the level they played against Chelsea. In saying that, as I said before the Chelsea match, we might play our very best. We did, and still not get anything, and we didn't. Mind you, that was more down to the assistant referee than it was down to us, sadly, on the day. But yeah, we'll try and repeat that performance and see if that's good enough to get us a result.
Monaco turned them over quite effectively. Is that something you learn from?
Well, we don't play them till next season. In terms of Monaco, we haven't got the quality of player that they've got. I think that's the first and foremost thing, and I think that Monaco has been what we haven't this year, and that's extremely good at not conceding goals. Everybody thought it was an easy tie, I think, but you know, it wasn't an easy tie when you looked at the defensive record. I think when they played, they'd only conceded one goal in the last 11 games or something like that. So, but you know, they have a few weaknesses, as always, like every team does, and whether we can expose them on the day will be down to us playing our best. And of course, not missing the chances we create like we missed against Chelsea. I mean, I haven't created as many chances against the Chelsea teams since I've been playing them since 2001. But unfortunately, on the day, we didn't convert any of them, which is one of the reasons why we didn't get anything out of the game.
Just finally, for me, what did you make of Chelsea last night and what it means for the state of the Premier League in Europe?
Well, I think that, like I said, we don't help ourselves with our fixture list. playing as many games as we play through Christmas and New Year, and not having the opportunity to shut the league down for a couple of weeks gives it every club that plays in Europe a disadvantage, because when they come back into playing into Europe, they may have a considerable amount of injuries in certain areas. Fatigue and mental fatigue kicks in on players, and it's bound to have an effect when other teams have had the opportunity to take a break. So I think that has a bit to do with it. The strange thing was last night them conceding two offset plays, which is an unusual scenario for them.
Yeah,
Sam, you talked about how important it is to be strong defensively against Arsenal. So how big a miss is Winston Reid going to be?
Well, I thought James Collins came on and did a brilliant job against Chelsea, so I don't expect him to change. We have to change Carl Jenkinson because he's an Arsenal player, and we're not allowed to play him because he's a loan player from Arsenal, so we have to change that. I think the probably, you know, our lack of goal scoring power is probably a concern as well at the moment because of the injuries we've got. And I think that the injuries that we have at the moment, and without having alternatives to use, is a little bit concerning at the moment going into the last 10 games. But like I said, I take a great deal of positivity and say that to the lads. It's about continuing to play as well as you're playing, and surely in the end that will bring you the victories that you deserve, and not the draws that we've accumulated too many of just recently.